We got a text in from a listener who wishes to remain anonymous, but basically saying they are planning on getting married next year. Don't want, as they call it, a big fancy waste of money wedding. Just want to get married in the registry office, the five kids themselves and two witnesses. And they don't plan on telling anyone, not even their parents. So asking, has anyone done that? Well, Sinead's in Kildare. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Dermot.
Dave.
Put shirts. Here, I go on and I just have to say Dermot or Dave.
lads, just say lads.
Yeah.
Come here, you eloped, did you?
We did, yeah, in 2000. Yeah, March 2007.
Where'd you go to?
We went to the Middlemite Chapel in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. So whose idea was that? Because it's always one person's idea first.
It was actually, I had always wanted to go away, regardless of what relationship I was in. I just always wanted to go away and get married. And we had been to a lot of friends' weddings over the years. We met in 2002 at an Elvis tribute concert. And so we both loved Elvis. I'm sure I grew up listening to Elvis and whatever. So we just said, look, we'll just go away. And I had seen a documentary on, getting married in Las Vegas in the White Chapel. And I said to Ray, look, I'd really like to do this, and he said, are you sure? And I said, absolutely. So I suppose I was the driving force behind this, but sure, he was more than happy to go along with it,
Easy for Ray.
Yeah. So we decided in November 2006, we got engaged at Christmas 2006, and 12 weeks later, we headed out to Las Vegas and got married and told no one.
And so did people actually know you were going to Vegas?
No one knew. My husband's from Cork, so we just said to everyone we would go down to Cork for a few days.
And you jetted off to Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. And was there any part of you on the plane over, or maybe, about to walk down the aisle of the Little White Chapel, that maybe regretted your decision?
No, not at all. The only time I think I got emotional was about the week previous. Ian Dempsey had done this thing where you had to text in your secrets.
Yeah.
And I think on the Tuesday morning, I texted in to say we were flying out on the Friday to Las Vegas to get married in the Little White Chapel. We told no one, and could he play The Wonder of You for us? And he read it out. And that was the only time I was driving to work, and I think I had a little tear.
So I told nobody except the National Airways.
Yeah. My brother-in-law actually heard that. He told us a few weeks later that he heard the request.
Oh, no way.
But anyway, no, not in the slightest.
Now, you've obviously told people since. So what was the reaction, of loved ones when you said, by the way?
We rang home the next day, and my mother's first words were, I said, I'm not in Cork. And she said, where are you? And I said, I'm in Las Vegas. And she said, Sinead, what have you done? I'm 34.
And how does she feel about the wedding and her not being there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it was just the two of us. We were just going off to get married. We didn't tell anyone. I got my dress. We just went off and just wanted to do it. And it was just us. We don't regret it. It was 100% the right decision for us and our situations. But
was anyone cross with you?
Yes, a few were. Yeah.
Are they people you're still friends with, or do you not even care?
Yeah, no,
they are.
We did. But look, it's kind of, look, what can you do? It was what we really, really wanted to do, and we just did it.
But for me, it just kind of boils down to, like you just said there, it's your day. Like, for most people, the traditional wedding, the big wedding, is great because it's your day that you want to celebrate with everyone. But if you want your day to be on your terms, why not?
Well, that's what we did. We did a couple of things. It was something I had always wanted to do. And we had been to quite a few friends' weddings over the years. And I said, no, this is not for me. And I knew that wasn't for me. My parents had only separated in 2006. So there was a kind of a little bit of, we had to think about it.
Yeah.
And then my husband had been married briefly in his 20s. So in 2007, it was quite different, really, getting married here in Ireland, and they weren't the overall factor was I wanted to go away and do this. But there was a couple of little things there that prompted us to do this.
2007 was peak. Let's have 500 people at the wedding and do it in Montreal. Maybe saving the few quid there, in fairness, and doing it in Vegas.
Did the Little White Chapel live up to your expectations? Because seeing it on telly is one thing, but actually doing it is another.
That's it. I mean, I had done a little bit of research, and I think, from, if you want a fuss made of you, maybe it's not for you. There was three other brides getting their hair done the day I was getting my hair done. So, if you want to be that only brides. That's, you know, maybe it's not for you. It ended up Las Vegas. You know, and if you do want the hug of special someone, whether that be parents or siblings or friends, you do have to consider all that too, because on the day, you just don't know how you're going to feel. I knew I'd be fine. I think I'm a natural recluse. I like my own company, and I was fine, and my husband was fine. He's the same. But I think if you are somebody who likes to have those special people around you, and I know Dermot did say it last week, do you need to factor in the feelings of those closest to you? And it just prompted something in me to think, God, you know, people do need to think of that if they are going
but
to do that.
But not you. Everyone else needs to, but not you.
Yeah. The poor mammies who need a day out and they want to put on those fascinator hats that look ridiculous.
Yeah. Sinead, thanks for filling us in on that today. Good luck. Bye-bye.
The makers of fascinators would be absolutely devastated by this kind of behaviour.
Kathy's in Wexford. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning, lads.
You got married in your own too? I like the way you said lads there, smart lady. So come here, tell us your story.
Our story is, it was second time round for both of us. And we were together for 14 years and we had talked about getting married, but we didn't really have the funds to have the big expensive wedding. Mm. So we sort of sat down and we said, right, well, let's do it without telling anybody, but we'll do it locally so that we can arrange a party for afterwards. So what we did was we got in touch with the registrar, booked a date, and we booked it for the day before my birthday. One really, really good, close and very confident friend, I was able to tell her what was going on. So with her, we arranged a surprise birthday party for me for the next day.
Right.
And then when we got married on the 9th of May. When we got married, I had set up all these texts to go out and go, I know you're all coming to a surprise birthday party tomorrow night, but surprise! We got married. So, anybody that came was there because, one, they were able to and that they really wanted to. And we ended up having a full weekend of total madness and mayhem with all our friends and all our family. And those that couldn't be there were very sorry afterwards, but they just sent us loads of love and
What was it about the traditional wedding that you didn't want that you didn't like?
I suppose having done it before, and then who do you ask? Where do you cut the line off? How much are you going to spend? You know, we didn't really need to do that. We both had kids and families.
So you'd both been married before and then had separated and had kids and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So we'd done all that. It wasn't new for either of us. So it was easy for us to make the decision to just go and do it on our own. Now, we did tell the kids, but we told them the night before. And I live down in on the Hope Peninsula here, so Kevin Dundon's has a little pub up the road from us. So we arranged to have a lunch after we got married in Kevin Dundon's, and my husband's eldest young fellow was doing his apprenticeship up there. So we'd invited them all down for dinner the night before. And when Colin arrived, he was like, there's a blooming wedding up in the pub. I had to peel spuds all day.
It's mad wedding as well.
And we were like, well, you'll never guess who's wedding.
Oh, Kathy, that is brilliant. All right. Thanks a million for that today. Best of luck to you.
No. Take care.
See you,
Kathy.
Bye. Loads of other texts flying in at 087-4100-102. Rebecca Dublin says, I think getting married without telling people is fine. It's selfish of the other people to make it about them missing out. It's only about the couple getting married and how they want to do it, not about the others.
I think if you're a dad, say you've got one daughter and one of your greatest hopes and dreams was to walk your daughter up the aisle and then you found out she got married the next day in Vegas, like, would you not, a bit of you not be disappointed?
I don't know, my greatest hope for my two daughters is they don't ask me to pay for their wedding, so I don't know if they want to do that. Maybe that'll work.
Maybe you were offended by somebody who got married in secret, or maybe you got married in secret and regret it.
Carl says, he's from Cavan, he says, myself and my now wife got married in New York without telling anyone but my sister and her boyfriend. We told our parents a month or so later. Her mother was disappointed, as she said she would have come over. My mother told me to F off taking the piss and hung up.
It's the mammies you'd be most afraid of.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? That sort of, if they, you tell them and they just go quiet.
Oh no.
You know the thing
where
they start clutching their necklace. Oh, if you think it's the right thing to do. Oh.
I couldn't get over it. I got married twice on the QT. So it didn't work out in the marriage, but the wedding itself must have been great. Look, there's another one as well. It said somebody was in, they were actually getting their daughter christened. And then they turned around, gave the baby to the mother, took off her jacket, and she had a wedding dress on, and then just proceeded with the ceremony in the church. So just went, christening, wedding, done.
You got to pay the priest double, I assume, for that.
Probably.
They mightn't be too happy about that. Just the one tip for the two events. Amora, me and my husband were bringing our two daughters to Lapland last December, and we decided to get married while we were there. We'd only been engaged 12 years. Yeah, it was about time. Lapland, I'd say it was very romantic. Yeah. I've been to Lapland. Very unbelievable places. You can stay in the ice hotel. There's an ice hotel in Lapland.
Would you? Could you picture a marriage ceremony in that? Is it not very Christmassy? Does that matter?
What's wrong with the Christmassy?
No, nothing. It just kind of, you know, would you have a? You wouldn't have a summer wedding in Lapland, would you? With a molting reindeer behind you.
It's beautiful countryside, snowy
regardless,
or not snowy.
Right. Okay.
But I assume they took their kids to Lapland when there was snow and Santa, because that would just be really cruel.
That's
we're going
also
to Lapland! Yay! In June. Oh,
Carmel's on the phone, I think. Hi, Carmel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What is your story with getting married?
Well, back in 2002, myself and my husband decided we'd go off and get married. We went to Gretna Green.
In Scotland?
We didn't tell anyone. Yeah, it was lovely.
Tell us about Gretna Green and why was it on your radar?
Well, it's where people used to elope back in the day, and when they were probably, I don't know, was it a history thing with maybe Catholics and Protestants or young people?
Right.
I think everyone knows it from, there was an EastEnders bit a few years ago with, I don't know with what character it was, but they went off and got married, but I think they copied us now. We've done it before then.
So tell us about the situation then. Were you both happy to do it?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not really into people sort of staring at me and looking at me. So even the thought of walking up the aisle would just make me sick.
Right.
You know? So we just decided, Brian had just finished training for the fire brigade, and we didn't really have much money.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, rather than spend it on a load of people, would just go off, get married and put the money into the house.
And that's what you did.
And that's what we did. We had a brilliant few days in Scotland, and the people that we stayed with, they were actually Brian's sister's friends, and we had texted them they were coming over. And then we asked them when we got over there, would they be our witnesses?
All right.
You kind of put them on the spot.
Oh, I did. They were not happy at all. They were begging us to tell everyone. And we're going, no, please just do it first. So they ended up having a stags and a hens in the
brilliant
local pub. And we had a big session all weekend there. It was great.
And what were people's reactions when you eventually told them? How did the family take it?
My family weren't so happy at all. They didn't speak to me for about 6 months.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
And
my husband's family were, I think we were delighted.
What were they saying then? That basically you didn't give them the day out, was it?
Yeah, that we didn't give them the opportunity to even come over. Like what that lad said about New York, my brothers and sisters were saying we would have come over if we had known.
Yeah,
but I said, I didn't want to put that expense on anyone or pressure.
But didn't you just want the, as you said, no attention? You just wanted the quiet day yourself.
Yeah.
And once you invite like a couple of brothers and sisters, then you're, well, we better invite
obviously
the parents. And, and after 6 months, they just get sick of giving out to you, sick of ignoring you.
Yeah, it was probably around Christmas or something. They're feeling guilty leaving us out all the time. I don't know.
All right, Carmel, fair play to you. Thanks for telling us that. See you later.
All right, see you, lads. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.